Hey guys, this is Olivier and you're watching the Internet of Things show. Today we have Sam from Codit, who came to talk to us about real life scenarios, the real usage of our platforms, and in particular around the intelligent edge. Hey Sam, how are you?
Nice to meet you, Olivier.
Good.
So I'm doing fine.
So Codit is one of our elite partners, right? Mm-hmm. So can you tell people who are watching actually what exactly that means and what are you doing with our products?
Yeah. So I'll keep it short and focus on the IoT thing. So we are based in Europe, 7 countries there, 160 people. And actually we focus on helping customers build their own products. So we don't build product-specific or business-specific products, but we help our customers that typically make devices and sell these devices to their customers.
Okay.
We want to help them enabling IoT solutions. Yeah. And we use Azure for that.
Would you say that these customers might not have the resources or the skills to implement their IoT solutions on their own, and that's when you guys, who are experts on our technologies, can help them, right?
Well, they have their own development teams, but they typically come from the industrial components, so they are very skilled in the hardware components and writing software for that. But the whole cloud enablement and internet connection, that's where the complexities are that are new for them.
Okay.
That's where we want to help.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a particular area or set of problems that you wanted to talk about today. So tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah. So actually what everyone talks about, if you see IoT reference cases from Microsoft and so on, is about where the value gets created. And I think we all agree that that is happening on the right side of my diagram, where you have the cloud. Mm-hmm. That's where you do your data analytics, your predictions, that's where all the power is. At the other hand, what we see is that customers sometimes, especially if you go from a proof of concept into a real world scenario, that edge is extremely crucial. You have to get it right from the beginning. If you start making your devices and you ship them to customers, you have to get the security right. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah.
But what you also have to realize is that once a device leaves your factory and it gets installed, often you don't even know who and where it gets installed. You don't know about the internet connection. You don't know about what if my product has a bug? How can I fix it? Mm-hmm. And that's where I believe edge is extremely important. You know, making sure that you can still control it. Because we all know that software developers write bugs, that there might be memory issues, that there might be security things that are secure today or not secure in 10 years. You have to be able to patch and update that.
Okay. And when you say patch, we're saying things that can go all the way down to updating a firmware, right? It's something that goes all the way down to that.
It could be the firmware of your connected devices. It could be the software you have deployed in your IoT solution.
Okay.
And that's where we really want to make the effort. And it's all about connectivity.
Okay.
And fixing your cloud platform, that's easy. It's in your reach. You just connect to the Azure portal, to your development environment, and you have access. You fix it. Testing and updating a device that is deployed in China, outside of your own network, that's a different
that's a problem.
Thing.
Okay. Yeah. So how are you addressing that? What is it that you're bringing to the table for doing that?
Actually, we build on your platform. Okay. So we all know that Microsoft is a platform company. And with the announcements of Edge, that is at this moment in preview, and the V1 was out for a long time already, we get the value that you have a modular approach to deploy Edge devices. So it's software-based. It runs on virtually any type of hardware, from a small Raspberry Pi size of thing to a big server if you want. And we get your framework where we push updates, we push modules, we configure them remotely. And what we have done is actually make sure that we build a product on top of that.
Okay.
So you have the framework and the platform, and we add multiple modules, remote monitoring, a nice user experience.
Okay, so you're basically building a layer on top of our Azure IoT Edge and IoT Hub platforms in order to create something that's more focused, I guess, on a vertical or a type of scenario.
But we don't want to verticalize too much because that's not our core strength. Our core strength is really technical excellence.
Okay.
The customers are building the vertical specifics, and that's what happens on the right side of my diagram. That's where you have your data. What we want to do is the whole connectivity challenge and retrofitting and all these things.
Okay.
That's where we use Edge and try to make that a commodity, that customers can just use that.
So your Edge device as a commodity. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. You want to show us a bit?
Yeah. So it's not an extensive demo. We want to keep it short and interesting enough. But what I have here is my portal where I can manage all the gateways that I have deployed in my environments.
Okay.
And actually, I created one for you. And it's not a... I don't have any devices because we want to keep it lightweight. But here I have my my simulated device running. Mm-hmm. That is now just outputting the time to IoT Hub, so nothing too important.
So that's running the IoT the Azure IoT Edge runtime.
Yes.
Set of modules. Yeah. All of that has been deployed from your portal through IoT Hub onto the Edge runtime, correct?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And what I want to show as an example of how to control things from the cloud from a central place is really to have the ability, and I think my gateway is here. So you see it's connected.
Yeah.
If I click here, what I'll try to do here is update the packages. So packages are modules, Edge modules.
Okay.
So what I'll do, and I'll actually reduce my screen a little bit so that you can see in the background that my device is still running there. I will add one of the modules that we have, which is the rules engine.
Okay.
So we all know that rules engines are extremely important. So these, I'll search for the rules engine here, and I'll say the latest version of the module, the rules engine, I will now add it. And once I click this button, update configuration, you will see in the black simulated device that actually a trigger is sent, and that the whole new configuration is being, you know, pushed to that device.
Okay.
The latest version of that rules engine is being downloaded, and I'm able to start using it.
Okay.
So that's important. If that rules engine would have an issue, a bug, it's just updating it from a central place that becomes important.
Got it. And you relying on the IoT Edge and Azure IoT Hub platform allows you to not have to take care of the plumbing, connectivity, and synchronization of the state of the device with the cloud and so on. It's things that are taken care of. You focus on adding the value on these modules and the management of the module.
So we want to add modules, we want to add the monitoring, you know, all that experience, multi-tenancy. Okay. That's the value we want to add on top of your stable runtime. That's actually the things that we want to do.
Awesome. I think it's pretty clear. Fantastic use of the IoT Edge and IoT Hub platforms. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice to be here.